the helicopter was up in Strabane, so I contacted Judy Sargent. They told me that a suspicious object has been found, unfortunately, on the bypass, which is now causing absolute mayhem around the Strabane town centre today, especially if that be the bank holiday. Businesses want to thrive today in bank holidays. A lot of people come into the town to shop. Well, unfortunately, now this is going to be disrupted as the town is currently at a standstill, especially with a lot of large HGV vehicles trying to navigate their way through the town centre, which has seemed to be causing a massive problem at the minute. Police at this time do not know how long this operation is going to take, but they do hope that they will have the road opened as soon as possible. But unfortunately, when there's suspicious objects found, no one knows how long these operations can take. But I do totally condemn this. I would imagine, and my own belief, that they have done this to try and disrupt 12 people travelling to the 12th on buses through the bypass to disrupt their journey today. But the people who have done this need to realise the bigger picture, that they're disrupting their own community. They're disrupting their own Strabane town, their own businesses within the town, and this has to be totally condemned.
And town like Strabane is very much on the literal border between Ireland and Northern Ireland, and whenever so much effort's gone into securing peace and trying to live in a new world, it is disappointing that this would happen on a day like today.
Correct. You're 100% correct on it. It definitely is. And the amount of work that has been trying to build peace, especially on border communities, and then you have small minority people that try to bring us into the past, but then people are not wanted, they're not supported, and they need to realise that. They need to realise that pretty quickly, that the people of Strabane town, people of Lifford, do not want this on their doorstep, and these people need to take a long, hard look at themselves and leave what they're doing.